forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 61. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 35. 65 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Turning warmer Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Food prices shot up in September, promoting a new volley from the White House over consolidation in the meat industry. Supermarket prices rose 1.2% last month, helping fuel another increase in the Consumer Price Index. Grocery prices are now up 4.5% over the last 12 months. Beef prices led the way in September, rising 4.8% and 17.6% for the last 12 months. But there are significant increases in prices of other foods as well. The cost of fruits and vegetables up 0.6% last month. The new CPI report came as the administration announcing new steps to address supply chain disruptions critical to shippers. The Port of Los Angeles will start operating 24/7. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki yesterday signaled out meatpackers for blame when it comes to rising food prices. The price of meat is an issue that's been impacting consumers nearly every day, she says. She said the rising meat prices due to competition and the small number of large meat producers who have dominance over the market. Psaki was asked about a meeting of some cabinet members, including Ag Secretary Vilsack, Tuesday night to talk about rising fuel prices. She said the president has asked the economic team to continue to discuss what options are available to address the shortages. The Census Bureau reported the number of businesses located in small towns declined from 2017 to 2019 compared to the metro areas. The report compares the metropolitan regions to what's known as micropolitan areas, those regions anchored by a central county with between 10 and 50,000 population. The number of businesses in the micro area slipped 0.3%, but rising 1.5% in cities. The number of workers increased in both. Census Bureau economist Andrew Haight said it's too soon to know what impact the pandemic will have on businesses and employment in rural areas. If employers allow more employees to work from home, there could be a population move from urban to rural because of a lower cost of living, he said. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Wichita police have arrested a 25-year-old man in connection to a drive-by shooting that injured an 11-year-old girl. Sedgwick County jail records show Byron Monroe Purcell was booked Thursday for four counts of aggravated assault, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, criminal discharge of a firearm, criminal possession of a firearm by a felon, criminal distribution of a firearm to a felon, possession of marijuana and paraphernalia, and a parole violation. Purcell's arrest came the day after the Wichita Police Department offered a $1,000 reward for information leading to an arrest. It's unclear how Purcell was developed as a suspect. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a man in connection with an incident in Atchison. On Wednesday, police responded to the 1500 block of Applegate Drive in Atchison. They arrested 29-year-old James W. Duhon of Rushville, Missouri, on a requested charge of domestic battery, according to Police Chief Mike Wilson. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Federal authorities are investigating a former Kansas City, Kansas police detective who has been accused of sexually abusing minority and poor women for decades and framing Lamont McIntyre, who was wrongfully imprisoned for a 1994 double murder. The KCK Police Department acknowledged Thursday that since 2019, it's been responding to subpoenas from the FBI involving allegations against Roger Golubsky. CNN reported Thursday that federal authorities have convened a grand jury for the investigation. Former KCK Police Chief Terry Ziegler told the network he and and more than half a dozen officers have or will testify before the grand jury. A woman accused in the death of her one-year-old daughter made her first court appearance on Thursday. Naraya Dilley, 27, of Wichita, is charged with first-degree murder and abuse of a child, according to the Sedgwick County District Attorney. Interviews and the examination of evidence led police to arrest Dilley, the girl's mother. She does remain jailed on a $250,000 bond, according to the District Attorney. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission issues, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. 17 Nebraska lawmakers voicing support for Kellogg's cereal workers who are on strike at the company's Omaha plant and others. The senators sent a letter to Kellogg's CEO and the company's labor contract negotiating team to show solidarity with the unionized workers. The letter asks Kellogg's to continue to work in good faith to ensure that employees are compensated with wages and benefits that match their work and dedication to the company. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has signed an executive order that will let drug counselors, physical therapists, and other health professionals practice in their field, even if they're not licensed in Nebraska. The order signed this week is aimed at addressing staffing shortages that have grown worse during the coronavirus pandemic. The order is part of an effort to increase the number of health care professionals by relaxing the state's license requirements. The order will remain in effect through the end of the year. Mid-America Network News.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Around a dozen patrons and a couple of board members from the Axtell School District were in attendance Thursday as Marshall County Commissioners met in special session to discuss COVID protocols surrounding quarantine and isolation. After a 20-minute executive session with the Marshall County health nurse, commissioners recommended that Axtell stay with its current COVID-19 protocols. Later in the day, USD 113 held a special board meeting to revisit the district plan for safe return to in-person instruction and continuity of services. County Councilor Jason Brediger at the commissioner's meeting.
The KDHE has set rules, procedures, and guidelines with both those who are infected and those who are exposed. Those KDHE guidelines are the law of the state of Kansas, whether you're in Marshall County, Omaha County, or any other county. Furthermore, those are the KDHE guidelines, not Marshall County guidelines. You don't have the authority to change those without specific and significant findings. You have not expressed any desire to change those.
Marshall County currently reports 19 active COVID cases with 2 hospitalizations. A COVID spike in Washington County has positive cases at the highest level since the pandemic began, with the health department reporting 54 as of Wednesday, with 7 hospitalizations. 48 cases a month ago had fallen by more than half before the recent upsurge. COVID vaccination efforts continue, as well as the rollout of the Pfizer booster shots, and the traditional flu shot campaign has also begun. Axtell High School football homecoming is Friday. Queen candidates are Ashley Scala, Kennedy Dieters, Lily McClellan, and Aspen Bussing. King candidates are Ian Scala, Wyatt Dieters, and Noah Scheibe. A parade and pep rally are planned Friday at 2 o'clock downtown, with coronation at 6 before the game with Wetmore. Kansas Cowboy Jim Gray will present a program on the early days of ranching and trail driving in Kansas this Sunday afternoon at the Pony Express Barn and Museum in Marysville. His talk at 2 p.m. Sunday is free and open to the public, with the museum open free as well Sunday from 1 until 4. A journalist blogger from the Netherlands, Layla Frank, spent the past week in Washington as she visited 8 Washingtons across the U.S., developing a podcast on change and the driving factors within communities. She met with local citizens, business, and community leaders in conversations that included local challenges.
Things that Washington, Kansas struggles with goes for a lot of rural towns and like small towns, is the decline of population. And so what I talked about a lot in school, but also at the hospital and to business owners and to the farmers, is how do you fight that? And what do you need for that? And one of the problems in Washington, Kansas is a shortage of housing for different income groups. Because there is work, but people also want to live where they work, and that's kind of hard. When it comes to the farmers, there's a labor shortage, so how do you fix that? So we talked about all of those issues. And honestly, the school is where poverty was mentioned the most explicit, but it's not something people really like to talk about, and I understand that. But I mean, finding houses for people to live in, that's a very basic one, so that people can actually work and earn their way out of poverty. I mean, earning sounds very, maybe even American, but I mean, can start making money and grow out of poverty.
Layla Frank will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
Well, I'm Amsterdam born and raised. Amsterdam is the capital of the Netherlands. I am a city girl in a rural area right now. I have always worked in politics and communications. When I was 39, which is 3 years ago, I decided to switch to journalism. America has always played a big part, big role in my life in different phases. It's too complex, so I will not get in there. But I've always spent a lot of time here, and right now I'm an independent journalist. I spent 6 months a year in the States and 6 months a year in Amsterdam.
Charles R. McLean, age 95, of Wymore, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Sunday, 1:30, at the Wymore United Methodist Church. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlinova Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Charles McLean. Rebecca Becky A. Pinkham, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Becky Pinkham. Betty A. Raymond, age 75, of Vermilion, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Monday at 10:30 at Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8, at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Betty Raymond.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, a low pressure system in a front is continuing to push off towards the east. It looks like across our area we'll have clearing skies for this Friday. High pressure system will build as we head into tonight through the weekend, bring in sunny skies and dry weather, and that will continue into the early parts of next week. We are definitely seeing some cooler temperatures, especially the overnight lows we'll see in the upper 30s. The good news is we'll see winds back out of the south as we head into Sunday. Into the early parts of next week, we'll see temperatures back into the 70s. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, lower 60s with wind gust at 20. Tonight, clear skies, patchy frost in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-60s. Tomorrow night, clear, low of 40. For Sunday and Monday, sunny skies back into the 70s. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-October 70, record high on this date 92. The average low 45 and the record low 24. Sunrise this morning 7:37. Sunset this evening at 6:49.
A healthier lifestyle doesn't have to mean a more expensive one. A few budget-friendly lifestyle improvements are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 15th, the 288th day of the year. Actress Penny Marshall was born on this day, and I Love Lucy debuted on television on this night in 1951. Every little bit helps when you're trying to lead a healthier lifestyle, but gym memberships and organic food can be expensive. Here are a few budget-friendly alternatives. Get plenty of sleep. People who get less than 7 hours of sleep each night are 3 times more likely to get sick. Trying to lose weight or quit smoking? Check with your church or community organization. Many offer free programs and support group meetings. And healthcare providers often support free screenings or low-cost wellness events. Keep an eye out for those on your local hospital or physician group's event schedule. And there is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's the spookiest time of the year, and during Black Squirrel Night, there will be a pumpkin carving contest and display Thursday, October 28th. Drop-off begins at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Marysville Historic Union Pacific Depot, and display and voting will begin from 4 to 9 o'clock. Don't forget to bring and carve your own pumpkin for cash prizes. The overall categories this year are Scariest Pumpkin, The Funniest, Most Creative, and Best Overall. No entry fee to get into the contest, though you must donate to be able to place a vote, and the pot is split 50-50 with the category winners. Pumpkin carving contest and display Thursday, October 28th at the Marysville Historic Union Pacific Depot, just located off 7th Street.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. Former Kansas football coach David Beatty is no longer part of an NCAA infractions case against the school. The independent organization that investigates such cases notified Beatty last week that an allegation against him had been withdrawn. In 2019, Kansas self-reported violations in the football program. Beatty says he plans to get back to coaching now that the NCAA allegations are behind him. He hasn't worked in football since Kansas fired him in 2018. The two reached a $2.5 million settlement last year in a dispute over his buyout.
More on KU, this time hoops. Kansas voted as the preseason favorite to win the Big 12's men's basketball regular season title. That announcement made by the Big 12 conference yesterday. KU has been picked to win the league in 10 of the last 11 seasons. I'm Rick Everett with your Friday Kansas Sports on the Mid-America Network.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
After a less than ideal start to the 2021 season, the Kansas City Chiefs looking to get back on track this weekend against the Washington football team. Dating back to 1983, Kansas City has beaten Washington 8 straight times. The last time Washington won, their current head coach, Ron Rivera, hadn't even made his NFL debut as a player. The last time the two teams met was in October of 2017, with the Chiefs winning 29-20. The Chiefs are 9-1 all-time against Washington. KSN reports that defensively, Washington and Kansas City both come into this weekend's game with the worst scoring defenses in the NFL, with Kansas City giving up 32.6 points per game and Washington giving up 31. The Chiefs and the Washington football team set to square off at high noon this Sunday. The game will be played at FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, and aired on CBS. College football tomorrow, the Jayhawks and Texas Tech Red Raiders at 3. K-State and the Iowa State Cyclones will mix it up at 6:30. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, be in Bramlage Coliseum at 7 o'clock Friday, October 15th, as your K-State volleyball team hosts the West Virginia Mountaineers for Dollar Night. All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS today to get your dollar tickets for the K-State volleyball match against West Virginia on October 15th. Go Cats!
High school football Thursday, Falls City Sacred Heart took Diller O'Dell 73-14. Friday games, Marysville entertains Clay Center, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights hosting Jackson Heights, live on FM 95.5. Hanover plays host to Lynn. Frankfort kicks off at Thunder Ridge. Axtell is hosting Wetmore. Washington County home to Clifton Clyde. Centralia's at Linden. Southern at Exeter Milligan Friend.
Friday Night Football. Join KNDY as we broadcast Marysville coming home to take on Clay Center in our Friday feature game, Jackson Heights at Valley Heights. K-Prep's pregame at 6 o'clock. TVL Roundup starts at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and a 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and Valley Heights live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Kansas State comes off the bye week to take on Iowa State with pregame starting at 4:30, and Kansas takes on Texas Tech with pregame starting at 2:30 here on KNDY.
The girls' state tennis tournament, Class 1-2-3A, will be Friday and Saturday at Mays South High School. Marysville's Shea Kramer and Grace Schroeder will compete in singles, while the doubles team of Grace Winkler and Caden Spurgeon will take part. Shea Kramer won second, Grace Schroeder sixth in singles at regionals, and Grace Winkler and Caden Spurgeon were fifth in doubles. Marysville girls' tennis team won the NCKL title with 37 points for league meet, ahead of Chapman and Clay Center tied with 32 points each. Abilene, Wamego, and Concordia rounding out the field.
Get creative this fall when planting spring flowering bulbs such as daffodils, tulips, and hyacinths. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Combine several different bulbs in one planting location. You can extend the bloom time by mixing early, mid, and late season bloomers, or create multiple layers of color by mixing larger bulbs like daffodils and tulips with minor bulbs like grape hyacinths and squills. Mix them with perennial flowers and ground covers like hostas and daylilies. The emerging perennials will mask the declining foliage of spring blooming bulbs. Plant winter hardy pansies along with your spring flowering bulbs, and when spring arrives, the pansies provide early season color to complement the blooming bulbs and remain blooming to detract from the bulb's declining foliage. Create a faux water feature with squills and grape hyacinths. Just plant a ribbon of these blue flowers in the flower garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's TensionCorp.com/careers.
When your product is estimated to be found in 75% of the world's churches, you know your company has quite a reach. Perhaps what is more amazing is the factory where it's made is much the same as it was in the 1880s. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1888, Charles Henry founded the Kokomo Opalescent Glass Company, a major stained glass maker in central Indiana.
Any public building, any church, mansions, anybody that was buying stained glass was getting it from Henry.
Today's company owner, Jeff Shaw, says any stained glass west of Kokomo a century ago was most likely made here. But it was the 1889 World's Fair in Paris that made the glass truly popular.
He sent some of his glass over to enter into the industrial arts competition there, and his glass won a gold medal. The Europeans, they were used to the traditional clear colored glass, but when they saw opalescent glass with the textures, the layers, the color mixes, they fell in love with it.
And today, you can find glass from Kokomo at points around the globe.
We're in all the Disney parks. They use quite a bit of our glass in signage and displays in the parks. Cadets Chapel at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, its stained glass was manufactured here. There's some art historians that estimate that we're in 75% of the world's churches.
The company has scheduled tours, and people can see the beautiful glass from start to finish.
When you come here and you walk into our factory, you're walking back into the late 1800s. And what you'll see is glass being made as it was back then, using the same techniques, same recipes.
It is truly a remarkable place to visit, in part because so little has changed. Jeff's crew making sheets of glass that find their way into beautiful buildings and works of art far and wide. Traveling the countryside in Kokomo, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
Most chickens have internal worms, and you don't need to treat them unless parasite numbers get out of control. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Any treatment for worms must be done carefully, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
A healthy chicken is alert and active with a good appetite. If you have a bird that's not gaining weight, seems to have a lack of energy and looks pale, it might have a bad case of worms. Donna Carver is an extension poultry veterinarian at North Carolina State University. She recommends taking a feces sample to your veterinarian, who can identify the parasite and recommend treatment. Unfortunately, there's only one drug that's approved for use in chickens, and it only takes care of roundworms. This means if it's not roundworms, you'll have to use a drug that's labeled for another food animal. Generally, these products aren't harmful to poultry, but the issue is knowing how long the drugs stay in their system. Carver says it's a food safety concern for humans that eat the eggs and meat.
If you've got a laying chicken and she has all those developing follicles in her at any one time and you treat her, how many of those follicles actually absorb some of that drug? And how long would it take for her to ovulate all of those follicles before you could be sure that none of them would have any of the drug?
Carver says probably the best time for worming is when egg production drops off and the hens are about to start molting.
I would suggest that before you start seeing feather loss, but you start seeing decreasing numbers in eggs, you could treat then, and you could cook the eggs and feed them to your animals or whatever you wanted to do, but just don't eat the eggs until after the molt.
Carver says some parasitic infections can be prevented and some can't. Good sanitary practices and keeping chickens in a sunny, dry area will reduce the risk of infection. Learn more about chicken parasites at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Agriculture is gaining more cheerleaders for its potential to take the planet to sustainability. Next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. While there are still a few folks who criticize the agriculture industry for its impact on the environment and the climate, more and more we're hearing praise for the industry, for its role in enabling the planet to recover. One member of that latter group is Ben Farger. He's managing director for sustainability for Cargill's agricultural supply chain in North America.
What's interesting is we're seeing the acknowledgement and the interest from people outside our supply chain, outside our ag and food sector, acknowledging that farming and agriculture really is part of the solution, not part of the problem, to some of these global environmental challenges.
Farger says a lot of companies in the business of food and consumer packaged goods are making sustainability commitments, and it's farmers and ranchers who are going to help those companies meet those commitments.
And I also think there's an onus of responsibility on companies like Cargill and our sector to position ourselves, to work together, to actually provide the tangible tools, support and advice to our farmer and rancher customers so that we can optimize and maximize that opportunity.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hujewell. Finding veterinarians that help out with large animals on the farm is becoming an increasing problem in the agriculture industry, and it's been a bit of a crisis for some as they continue to try and find help on medical issues with their animals. And it was a discussion that was discussed during the Kansas Ag Summit presentation of 2021, where they say one of the biggest issues that many young individuals have had to have going into veterinary education is having student loan debt that's gone from an average of $70,000 of debt to more than $140,000.
for the average student. As Bonnie Rush, the dean of the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University, talks about trying to find ways to make college more affordable for veterinary school graduates. As she says, right now, new graduate employment is currently at 98% of graduation students, but most of the students are going into a mixed animal practice, with a quarter going into large animal practices and a large portion of those going into the small animals. During the presentation, Rush talked about trying to strengthen the veterinary training program for rural Kansas, in which students would commit to staying in practice and each year's loans would be forgiven by the end of the program. And so far, the program, she says, has been very successful in putting these graduation students into practice. Is out of 76 recipients, 97% are fulfilling obligations after 4 years, 94% practice in the qualifying county of their choice. The program has 5 slots per year for the scholarship veterinarians. And as she looks to expand the program, she says expanding educational opportunities and developing partnerships between animal health companies and research facilities will also enhance growth of the existing businesses as well as attract new enterprises. The latest survey across the state of Kansas from many different farmers and producers in the state showed that nearly 60% of them say that there is a veterinary shortage. The big divide came with distance away from certain towns, as for many producers living between 15 to 30 miles away from their veterinary travels, the response was almost even divided, with 56% saying yes, they needed more vets. Of those more than 30 miles away from a veterinarian, 79% said that the vets are needed, and 20% said that they were sufficient. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy. We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
On select models with good credit, warranties limited. Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Congressional Republicans out with their alternative to the Biden administration's 30 by 30, which is aimed at conserving 30% of the land by 2030. The GOP plan eschews the administration's preservationist approach in favor of fighting invasive species and thinning overgrown, diseased, and infested forests and restoring forests after fires. The plan says they believe the best way to do this is not simply through more funding, but through thoughtful, deliberate improvements to existing programs, systems, and processes, removing regulatory burdens, blocking responsible management, and leveraging the expertise, resources, and collaboration of private and public partners. The plan calls on federal agencies to streamline environmental reviews and permitting processes and to monitor landscape health and determine if land management objectives and health standards are being met. The Biden 30 for 30 plan is aimed at sequestering carbon and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The GOP plan, which is signed by 13 senators and 27 House members, mentioned climate change only in passing. Kansas wheat growers starting to get paid for implementing regenerative agriculture practices on their land in the Cheney Reservoir region under a pilot program involving Ecosystem Service Market Consortium, General Mills, and Kansas Department of Health and Environment. 24 farmers taking part in a 3-year project, one of 10 being launched by ESMC, with its members to test and refine its voluntary market program prior to full market program launch next year. The growers are participating in General Mills' regenerative ag program.
Farmers paid $15 a ton for carbon, $30 a pound for phosphorus reduction. And Canadian farmers will walk away from 10.5% of the wheat they planted this year, refusing to try to salvage more than 2 million acres of drought-damaged grain. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Don't get green with envy because your neighbor grills better than you. Get the big green egg from Hometown Lumber and Hardware and turn up the heat in your backyard cook-off. This baby is a grill, a smoker, low and slow roaster, and an outdoor oven all in one, providing you with some of the best tasting dishes on the block, in the neighborhood, or even the entire town. See the selection of big green eggs at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville. By shopping local, you do make a difference.
Your future crops, minimize soil compaction during harvest, reduce deep tillage, and just fill in those ruts on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Conterra Ag Capital isn't just another lending institution. We are a nationwide network of ag experts ready to meet the financial needs of farmers and ranchers in rural America. Conterra understands ag loans are never one size fits all. We listen to our clients so we can get the whole picture, not just numbers on a spreadsheet. We are there with boots on the ground. Conterra, real people, real ag experts. Visit ConterraAg.com to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Machinery is getting larger and heavier, which means an increased risk of compacting the soil as it travels through the field. Soil compaction has a significant impact on water infiltration, root development, and even yield losses the next year. Jody DeYoung Hughes is a regional extension educator at the University of Minnesota. She says the number one natural defense you have against soil compaction is soil structure.
When you see those little aggregates in your soil, those act like mini columns in the soil that help hold up the weight of equipment as it's going over. So the more tillage you do, the more you break apart each of those little aggregates, and they just don't have the strength to hold up equipment. So as you're breaking up the structure, you're adding a lot of air into the soil, but you know, air cannot hold up equipment.
Deflate the air pressure in your tires and try to avoid driving on wet soil. If you've got no choice but to harvest in soggy conditions, don't fill the combine bin all the way and maybe only fill the grain cart half full. This will reduce the axle load and the depth of compaction. Having a controlled traffic system in the field can have many soil structure benefits, including rut prevention. But if you do have ruts, she says to just fill them in.
Don't try to do any deep ripping into them, because when you do the deep ripping, you're breaking up the structure even deeper into the soil, and that's going to set you up for deeper compaction the next year and also the ability to sink into the soil deeper the next year.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about minimizing soil compaction during harvest at agriculture.com.
New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like-new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 Tandem Disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at NewFrontierAg.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
One trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville will get you all set to vaccinate your cows and calves. They have the vaccines you want for protection from respiratory infections, black leg, pink eye, and pneumonia. Valley Vet also has combination shots to save time and stress on the calf. And vaccines for pregnancy protection will help ensure a better calf yield next year. See Valley Vet Supply in Marysville to help you get ready to vaccinate. Open Monday through Friday 8 to 8, Saturday 8 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 5. Or order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Market's closing in just a little bit already. Seems like it's flowing right on by. Still a lot of green on the board for the grains and the row crops. Livestock still struggling for some of those. At the same time, they are responding to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly export reports, as we see a little less going out this month than what we had. We are rebounding, however, with the continued harvest across the nation as well. The USDA did report, although on private sales, more than 369,000 metric tons of soybeans were delivery to different unknown destinations for the current year. China so far has taken more than 132,000 metric tons of soybeans during the 2021-2022 marketing year right now. Corn export sales are sitting at 1.039 million metric tons. That is about as expected, between the 700,000 to 1.6 million metric tons that was expected by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. With these numbers, we are seeing a lot of green on the board right now. Corn for December is up 10 and a quarter at 527. The Kansas City wheat for December up 12 and three quarters at 743 and three quarters. In the soybeans, November's up 11 and three quarters right now, so they continue to grow as the day progresses right now to 1218. The meal for December is up 260 at 316 and 70 cents. The soybean oil for December up with three quarters right now at 61 and 19 cents. Cotton, they are still in the green, not quite as much as what they were when they first started today or the close yesterday by any means. We are seeing some positive numbers. December cotton, they are up 21 cents at 107 and 31 cents. Cotton will stay relatively consistent with the USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation announcing their special import quota for upland cotton that will permit the importation of a quantity of upland cotton equal to 1 week's domestic mill use. The quota is set to be established next week on October 21st. U.S. dollar index today hanging in, staying in the green a little bit, with December up by two pennies right now at 93 and at 99 cents. 30-year bonds for December are in the red a bit at 159. 10-year notes are sitting at 131.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Hitch Pen is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitch Pen's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpen.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpen.com. Hitch Pen, your ag marketplace.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
all-time legends of country music. From KMBY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.